All right, so you're thinking about starting the podcast, huh? Well, you've come to the right place. We're diving deep into podcast creation today. We're using Jade Beeson's YouTube video as our guide. It can feel pretty overwhelming, right? With all the info out there.
Definitely.
But that's where we come in. We're going to lay it all out for you. Clear and simple. A roadmap for launching a podcast. One that your audience will love.
That's right. Think of this as your podcasting cheat sheet. We're going to go through each step. But we're going to go deeper than just the how. We're going to get into the why, so you can make a truly awesome podcast.
Love it. Ready to map out your podcasting journey?
Absolutely. Let's start at the very beginning. Got to define your podcast's purpose and the value it's going to offer. This is like the foundation, you know? Everything else builds on this.
Yeah, for sure.
And Jade really stresses this, asking yourself these two key questions. Why am I starting this podcast? And what do I want to get out of it?
It's so tempting to just like jump right in, you know, get the equipment and all that. But taking the time to answer these questions, it's huge. It's like building a house. You got to have a solid blueprint.
Exactly. It's more than just wanting to talk about your passion. Like, let's say your passion is collecting vintage lunchboxes.
Okay, I'm listening.
It's cool, but what's the goal? With your podcast, you want to create a community of collectors, share the history, maybe even connect with some big names in the lunchbox world.
Now you're talking.
Yeah.
And there's so many ways to deliver value with a podcast. Entertainment, education, you can inspire people, connect with them. You can even just make them feel seen.
Right.
So think about which of those resonates with you. What kind of impact do you want to have on your listeners?
Yeah. What's your podcast's unique value? What are you bringing that they can't find anywhere else?
Ooh. I like that. It's like your podcast's secret sauce. All right, so we've defined our purpose. We know the impact we want to make. Now let's give this podcast a personality.
Absolutely. This is where we get into crafting your podcast's identity. Yeah. And it starts with a catchy title and memorable branding.
Yeah.
You want a title that really captures the essence of your podcast, like a beacon for your listeners.
Like your elevator pitch.
Yeah.
Short and sweet, but intriguing. Like if your podcast is about abandoned amusement parks,
yeah,
you wouldn't call it the Amusement Park Podcast, would you?
No way.
You'd go for something with more, I don't know, more mystery, like Echoes of Laughter or Roller Coaster Ruins.
Ooh, I like those. Something that makes people want to learn more. And speaking of making people curious, let's talk branding. Jade emphasizes the importance of a visually appealing podcast cover. Have you ever noticed those little thumbnails when you're scrolling through podcasts?
Yeah.
What makes you want to click?
It's got to be eye-catching for sure, like a good book cover.
Exactly. And Jade actually recommends putting your face on the cover, especially if you've already got an online presence.
Yeah, it's like that human touch. Makes it feel more personal.
Oh. Yeah, for sure. And you don't have to be a design pro either. Canva makes it super easy. Or you could even outsource it to a freelancer. On Fiverr or Upwork.
Great point. All right, so we've got our title, our branding. Now let's talk about sound. Ever notice those catchy jingles or sound effects at the beginning or end of your favorite podcasts? Those are called bumpers.
Oh, yeah, bumpers.
Audio branding adds a little flair and makes your podcast more memorable. But you know what's funny? Jade actually skipped bumpers when she first started to keep things simple.
Oh, wow.
A strong tagline can work just as well at the beginning.
Yeah.
And then later on, Jade added bumpers.
Mm-hmm.
But she pays for a service. Just be safe.
Mm.
Legally speaking, you don't want to get in trouble for using someone else's music.
Right.
Imagine getting sued by Beyonce because you used Single Ladies. Talk about a podcasting nightmare. Okay, we've covered a lot of ground. Our title, branding, bumpers. Now let's talk gear. Equipment time.
Okay, this is where Jade's experience is super valuable. She's gone through that whole all gear, no idea phase.
Yeah, we've all been there.
So she shares her top recommendations to help you avoid those common pitfalls. And she's a big fan of Elgato. They make some really high quality podcasting gear, like the Wave DX microphone. Now I know what you might be thinking. Do I really need a fancy microphone? But trust me, it makes a world of difference.
Oh, it's a game changer.
The Wave DX is a great option, especially for beginners. It's got a built-in pop filter to get rid of those plosive sounds and a feature called optimized proximity effect.
Ooh, that sounds fancy.
It is. It basically means the microphone adjusts the bass based on how close you are to it. So you get a consistent sound without having to worry about your distance.
It's like magic. No more fiddling with the mic placement. But to really get the most out of the Wave DX, Jade recommends pairing it with the Wave XLR mixer.
Yeah, this mixer is like mission control for your audio. You can adjust settings, add effects, even connect multiple audio sources.
and it's got a mute button right on top. Super handy for minimizing those coughs and awkward silences. Plus, you can use it with Elgato's Wavelink software to create separate audio tracks for each guest if you're doing interviews.
Gives you a lot of control, which is key for that professional sound.
All right, so we've got our mic and mixer. Now let's talk lighting. Jade's a big advocate for good lighting, and she recommends the Keylight Mini.
Oh yeah, this little light is awesome. Compact but powerful. Really makes a difference if you're recording video.
It's like having a mini studio right in your home office. It's portable, easy to adjust, and it gives you this nice even light. Okay, so equipment is sorted. Now let's get to the heart of your podcast, the episodes themselves.
Okay, so we've got all the equipment sorted. Now it's time to map out your episodes. So they really pack a punch. This is where we get to think about the listener's experience.
Yeah, for sure. This is where things get creative. We're going from the technical stuff to the actual content.
Exactly. And there's a ton of creative options. First things first, formats, you're going solo, doing interviews, maybe mix of both.
And if you're thinking interviews, how are you going to approach them? Super structured, with like a list of questions, or more of a casual conversation.
Yeah, I'm curious what Jade does.
She actually prefers just writing down topics.
Yeah.
Instead of scripting out every question.
Yeah, makes sense. Especially when you're first starting out, it feels more natural that way. Gives your guests space to really share their thoughts, you know.
Totally. I've been in interviews where it felt like I was just reading off a script. And it just kills the vibe.
Oh, yeah. It's like, do you want to read a textbook?
Mm-hmm.
Or have a conversation with a friend?
Exactly. Okay, and then think about the length of your episodes, too. You're going for, like, in-depth discussions over an hour or shorter episodes,
yeah.
Something people can listen to on their commute.
Yeah, you got to know your audience. Are they busy professionals, or do they have more time to really dive in?
Right, and the content itself matters, too. Some topics need more time, while others can be covered in a shorter episode. Experiment. See what your listeners like best. Now, here's another thing to think about. The medium. Will your podcast be audio only, or will you add video?
Ooh, good question.
Jade actually started with just audio, but she's planning on adding video and uploading to YouTube.
Smart move. YouTube is getting huge for podcasting. And with video, you can connect with your audience on another level. Visual learners, you know.
Yeah, it's all about meeting your audience where they're at, giving them what they want. Okay, and now for the big debate, scripts versus prompts.
Ah, yes. The eternal struggle.
Right. Jade's all about prompts, not full scripts. She says scripts can sound robotic, especially if you're new to podcasting. Makes sense, right?
Yeah, I can see that. It can be hard to sound natural when you're reading. But are there times when a script might be helpful?
Oh, for sure. If you're doing, like, storytelling or something that needs really precise timing, a script can be a lifesaver.
Right. It depends on your podcast's style.
Exactly. Find what works for you, as long as you sound natural and engaging. All right, so we've mapped out our episodes. We're feeling good about the format and style. Now let's talk editing.
Ooh, yes. The magic happens here. We're taking that raw audio and turning it into a polished episode. And Jade has some great tips for making this easier, especially if you're a beginner. She actually records her audio using QuickTime, which is pretty straightforward.
Oh, cool.
And for editing. She recommends two options, Audacity, which is free, or Audition, which is a paid software from Adobe.
So there's something for every budget.
Exactly. And if all this tech stuff feels overwhelming, remember, you can always hire an editor.
Oh, yeah, that's a great point. Yeah. I outsourced my editing for a while when I was starting out, and it saved me so much time. I could focus on creating content and connecting with my audience.
That makes sense.
But whether you're doing it yourself or working with a pro, there are some things to keep in mind, like making sure the audio is clear, no distracting noises in the background. You know what I mean.
Yeah, totally. And the audio levels should be consistent, so listeners don't have to keep adjusting their volume. And don't be afraid to add some music or sound effects. It can really enhance the listening experience.
Music is so powerful. But remember what we said about copyright? Make sure you're using royalty-free stuff or you have the proper licenses.
Definitely.
All right, so we've recorded and edited our episodes. They sound amazing. Now it's time to get them out into the world. Hit that publish button. What does Jade recommend?
She loves Spotify for podcasters. You might know it as Anchor.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things about Anchor.
It's free, super easy to use, and it walks you through the whole process. You can upload your episodes, add titles and descriptions, schedule when they go live. You can even manage your podcast's branding all in one place.
It's like podcasting on autopilot. And Jade suggests batch recording, at least 3 episodes before you launch. That way, you've got a buffer. in case life gets in the way. And you can get feedback before you run out of content.
Smart move.
It's like having a safety net. All right, and let's not forget about titles and descriptions. These are so important.
This is where a lot of people slip up. They spend all this time making great content, but then rush through the titles and descriptions. Big mistake.
Huge. You got to think of your title like a headline. It has to grab attention, make people want to click. And your description, that's where you go deeper. Give more context, spark some curiosity, and you can even promote other stuff.
Yeah, cross-promotion.
Like your website, social media, all that good stuff. And think about SEO, too. What keywords are people using to find podcasts like yours?
It's all about getting your podcast seen.
Exactly. Okay, we've covered so much. From defining your purpose to recording and editing to publishing your episodes, are you feeling ready to launch your podcast?
I am.
Awesome. But the journey doesn't end there. We still need to talk about how to get people listening.
That's right. We've built it, but now we got to make sure people actually hear it.
In the final part of our deep dive, we'll unlock the secrets of podcast promotion and how to get your show in front of the right audience. Okay, so we've made it to the final stage. We've learned how to craft amazing episodes right. We've tackled the technical stuff like editing and publishing. But now it's time to talk about the real challenge. Getting people to actually listen. It's great to have a fantastic podcast, but doesn't matter if nobody knows it exists.
Uh-huh. So true. You've got to get the word out. And Jade's got some awesome strategies for promoting your podcast. It's not just about posting a link and hoping for the best.
Right. It's about being strategic. Reaching the right people.
Exactly. Think of it like this. You're throwing a party, right? You wouldn't just send out invitations and cross your fingers. You'd spread the word, create some buzz, make it an event people can't miss.
I like that analogy. Make it irresistible.
Exactly. And your podcast is the same way. You got to get people excited about it. Make it easy for them to find and enjoy.
Okay, so let's break down Jade's promotion tactics. She talks about using social media. But there's a catch, right?
Well, yeah.
It's not enough to just post a link. You got to think visually. Offer something valuable to your audience. People are scrolling through their feeds so fast, you got to grab their attention. Give them a reason to stop.
Right. Imagine you're creating a mini trailer for each episode. Instead of just a static image, think video clips, cool visuals, maybe even a short animation. Highlight those key takeaways and pique people's curiosity.
Love it. Give them a sneak peek.
Exactly. And if you're already recording video for your podcast, even better. Repurpose those snippets for social media. Find those sound bites that will make people stop scrolling and say, hold on, I need to hear this.
Oh, those sound bites are gold.
Right. You can create teasers, behind the scenes stuff, or even just quick tips and takeaways that offer value on their own. Don't forget about hashtags. And engage with other creators in your niche.
Building that community.
Exactly. It's all about making connections. Now, once you've got people hooked on social media, you got to encourage them to share.
Oh, yeah. Word of mouth is so powerful.
It is. Turn those listeners into your biggest fans. Jade recommends using clear call to actions in your episodes.
So, like, actually asking people to share.
Exactly. Don't be shy. Ask them to tell their friends, their family, share it on their social media. Remind them to leave a rating or review, too. That helps with visibility.
Oh, yeah. Those reviews are huge. Social proof, right? Like a stamp of approval.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what else is cool? You can use those reviews as promotional content.
That's a great idea.
Share those glowing testimonials on your social media. Or even use them in your episode intros. It shows people that you care about feedback and that your podcast resonates with real people.
Absolutely. Makes it feel more authentic.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about social media. Jade's third tactic is all about expanding your reach. Going beyond those platforms. Promoting across the board.
Like getting the word out everywhere.
Exactly. Think about all the places your audience might be. Mention your podcast in your email signature. Add a link to your LinkedIn profile. Feature it on your website. Shout it out in your newsletter.
Don't hold back.
Right. Remember, people need to hear about it multiple times before they take action. So if you're thinking, have I mentioned my podcast enough? The answer is probably no.
Uh-huh. Good point. Got to keep spreading the word.
Exactly. Weave it into your conversations, your content, your online presence. Show people how passionate you are about your podcast. Let them know you want them to listen.
And this is where it all circles back to that very first question, right? Why am I starting this podcast?
It always comes back to that.
It's not just about the technical stuff or the promotion. It's about that impact you want to make, that value you're offering your listeners.
Exactly. So as you embark on this podcasting journey, keep asking yourself, What problem am I solving for my listeners? What's missing out there that my podcast can provide? What makes my podcast unique and worth listening to?
Finding those answers is key. It'll fuel your passion, it'll guide your content, and it'll help you connect with your audience in a genuine way. That's what makes podcasting so special. It's about real connection, authentic storytelling, and a level of intimacy that you don't find everywhere.
It really is. It's about sharing your voice, your passion, your unique perspective. Who knows? You might inspire someone, make them think differently, maybe even change their life.
So to all you aspiring podcasters out there, we say this: embrace the journey. Have fun. And never forget why you started this in the first place. We're here to support you every step of the way.
Happy podcasting.